KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The first half of Room takes place in a single room where a young mother and her 5-year-old son Jack are living as prisoners. She's called Ma, although we learn her name later, and she's been there for 7 years, ever since her kidnapping by a sexual predator. Jack has been there his whole life. Yet the drama is as big as all outdoors in scope, and it's blessed with two transcendent performances by Brie Larson and Jacob Tremblay. This film is as beautifully wrought as any that's come our way in a very long while. The story's derivations are anything but poetic, notorious cases that you may remember of real-life imprisonment and terrible abuse. But that's not what Room is about, even though Ma lives in terror of her captor, who bursts in on her and Jack from time to time. The director, Lenny Abramson, and the writer, Emma Donoghue, who adapted her novel for the screen, have transformed ghastly reality into an exquisitely intimate study of a mother's devotion and a child's efforts to understand what lies beyond the four walls of his room. They both call it Room almost affectionately. She tries her best to enrich his constricted life while explaining how vast the world is in comparison to what he sees through the distorting window of a dinky TV. There are too many trees to count, she tells him, and vast oceans. No way, he replies. How do they all fit? You could ask the same thing about the movie. It's a small container for a lot of fascinating ideas about child development, the maternal bond, and the nature of reality. How do they all fit? Well, through the mysterious process of art packing meaning into a microcosm, although the action in Room isn't confined to one room and the narrative pace doesn't falter after leaving it. The latter part of the film turns out to be a perfect complement to what's gone before. As refugees from the confines of the room, Jack and his mother must cope with a world that leaves him agog, like the suddenly liberated hero of the Truman Show, and strips her of the nurturing role that was essential to both of them. Until now, I've said almost nothing about Brie Larson and young Jacob Tremblay, but they really do transcend all traces of artifice. That's easier to understand in the boy's case. He's young, his responses are pure, and the director, Lenny Abramson, has somehow been able to preserve the purity. Brie Larson, though, has been practicing her craft ever since she herself was a child. Yet the character that she plays seems to have been caught on the fly rather than performed. Whatever mode this Ma is in, loving, joking, imagining, protecting, scheming, or loathing in the darkest depths of her soul, she's completely Room's creature. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.